A recent High Court case struck down a new government bylaw which allowed the killing of pike on certain Western lakes. The case is part of a long battle between pike anglers on the one hand and trout anglers on the other, with government caught in the middle. The Irish Pike Society took the government to the High Court, and Paul Byrne told me about the society and the case.
Our society is a nationwide society. We represent pike anglers nationally. And the main aim of the society is to promote pike angling, protect pike and pike angling, and in general, promote conservation and conservation on our fisheries.
Now, pike are very controversial species in one way or another because they are predators on particularly in freshwater lakes, and there's an argument going on between people who fish for trout and people who fish for pike as to how the stocks should be handled. But just tell me tell me about pike first.
Okay, pike are they are a keystone species in Irish freshwaters. They are a predator, much like brown trout are predatory as well. The most recent scientific evidence has suggested that pike are native to Ireland and that they've been here in excess of 8,000 years, which is ties in with the origins of brown trout and salmon. So they are a controversial species in terms of when it comes to brown trout on wild brown trout fisheries. And the long held belief is that they predate predominantly on salmonids, on trout and salmon, and that they are detrimental to stocks of those fish. The most recent scientific evidence from Inland Fisheries Ireland contradicts that view. It has been a long held view, but the most recent evidence suggests that pike may actually be beneficial to these species because over the last 20 or 30 years, the ecology of these fisheries has drastically changed in that invasive species such as roach and cyprinids have come into these waters. And what they do is they compete within the food web with trout in particular. So the most recent evidence suggests that the predominant prey of pike is actually roach. So
Inland Fisheries, but the people who are particularly on lakes like Lough Corrib would say roach aren't a huge problem on Lough Corrib. But pike grow quite big. They're big fish.
They are. The average size is probably in the region of 6 to 8 pounds, but very small number of specimens can grow to in excess of 20 pounds. And then fished above 30, 35 pounds are very, very rare. Even in a water the size of Lough Corrib, the numbers of fish, according to the scientific data, the numbers of fish over 20 pounds in a 44,000 acre water like Lough Corrib would be very small.
Because the picture, the view we have is that you have these huge monster pike going all over the place, eating everything.
Well, according to the scientific evidence and something that's called the length frequency data, which comes out of fishery surveys, the number could be as low as just a couple of hundred in such a large water.
Now, you've won a court case recently. Just tell me about that.
Okay, so yes, the court case was an appeal against the what was called the Salmonids Waters Bylaw 2018, and that was brought into that was enacted in October 2018 by Minister Bruton. It was championed by the Galway West TD Sean Kine, and there was a lot of opposition to it. The aim of the bylaw was to essentially protect brown trout stocks in so-called designated wild brown trout fisheries. But unfortunately, the bylaw failed on a number of points. It didn't provide any direct protections for wild brown trout. It seemed to be predicated on the eradication of pike.
Okay, what it allowed was that for pike are a protected species in most parts of the country, but on these particular lakes, it allowed an angler to take and kill 4 pike per day, which is an awful lot of fish.
Yes, so prior to this, the national bylaw was you were allowed to kill 1 pike under 50 centimetres. What this bylaw allowed was it would allow you to kill up to 4 pike of any size. So those very, very rare specimens above 20 and 30 pound, they were now being targeted. And they're the fish that attract anglers to these areas, including a lot of international anglers. Like, pike angling alone in Ireland is worth over 102 million euro per annum, so it's quite significant.
They can't really coexist on lakes like Lough Corb with the huge trout fishery they have there and the thousands of people who come from all over the world to go trout fishing on lakes like that.
Well, again, the most recent scientific evidence conducted by Inland Fisheries Ireland in 2018 suggests that on large deep lakes like Lough Corb or Lough Mask, where they have a lot of stream connectivity, that they can coexist. Where pike can potentially cause a problem is in shallow, kind of acidic mountain lakes.
Now, this bylaw was struck down in the High Court. Your society, your organisation, took the case.
Yes, we did, yeah.
That must have been very expensive for you.
Very expensive and very, very time consuming. So, we once we kind of got an inkling that the bylaw may potentially be enacted, we began work, and that was probably as far back as May 2018. So there was quite a few months' work done. We brought international fisheries experts. They provided reports. The main finding of these reports was that the bylaw would be counterproductive to protecting brown trout stocks, and primarily because by removing the apex predator pike, then other species that compete with brown trout, like roach and perch, etc., would proliferate.
Even though you've won this, there's still culling of pike going on in the lakes in question, Lough Corb and Lough Mask and lakes like that.
Yes, there is. So the culling, it is going on under what would, I suppose, be termed a management measure. And this is something that has happened since the formulation of the IFT back in 1952, the Inland Fisheries Trust. And again, the common thinking back then was, how do we improve the trout angling? Remove the predators, pike, perch, and any competitor species. Over the last 2.5 years, a policy review has been conducted by Inland Fisheries Ireland, which has included the main stakeholders, including ourselves and the Irish Federation of Pike Angling Clubs, who took the High Court challenge with us, and also the trout representative bodies. So we are awaiting the findings of that policy review, but the one good thing that this policy review has taken account of is all of the modern science. But the main point here is that the existing evidence that we have has now been shown in the High Court to be flawed. Yet we're using the same evidence to continue it under a management policy.
There was a move late last year, and we covered it on this program, that culling of pike would actually be stopped, but there was a huge lobby against it in the west of Ireland.
There was, yes, and basically the opinion there is that pike are detrimental. We think that thinking, you know, its roots are founded back in the 50s and 60s, you know. But what we need to be conscious of is that the environment and the ecology of these unique fisheries has changed drastically. So management policy has to be updated now, and things need to change.
It sounds to me like there's a civil war going on between thousands of people on each side, pike anglers and trout and salmon anglers.
Yeah, probably for the last 25 years.
Not getting any better.
No.
If somebody wants to go pike fishing, say this weekend, next weekend, is this a good time of the year to go, and what kind of equipment do you need?
Yes, yeah, so at the moment, around this time of year, pike are actually spawning. So it's probably better to resume pike fishing around April, May. That would be a very good time for what we would kind of call active pike fishing. So you've kind of got an active form of pike fishing, which would be going out casting lures in shallow water. It's quite fun. You can see the pike come up and take the lure. It's very active. You're not just sitting behind a pair of rods with baits waiting for something to happen. It's a very interactive and very fun way to actually fish.
And you can do that from the shore of any...
From the shore, from the boat, yeah. River, canal, lake, yeah.
Paul Byrne of the Irish Pike Society. And I suspect this row is going to go on and on.